Begin and then base of his base. More discussing the possibility of a korban on a simple level, she'en on echel. It's more on the third wide line. Ma'ad teima kol ki agavna mevia korban v'nechel. Kamash malon, the simple pshas, kamash malon, mevia korban v'en on echel. Okay. Says Rashi. Ma'ad teima kol ki agavna. Lochi nokat beiz yamim v'cholag echel lashmina dahash tanami chashasha v'yamahi. Mevia korban v'en on echel. The malami gufa avoy. Hach kesem shlishi. Whoa, kesem. All the Rishonim ask. Everybody has the kasha. What? You need a hargosha. Kesem, there's no hargosha whatsoever. What's going on over here? So this leads to a very important discussion, which is who says you need a hargosha every single day? On a simple level, you have hargosha at the very beginning. It should suffice. It should suffice. That's all. As a matter of fact, if you look at the Pesachei Tshuva, Kuf Tzadi Vav, Siv Katan Hey, let's look there together, gentlemen. Kuf Tzadi Vav, Pesachei Tshuva, Siv Katan Hey, quotes from a Chassam Sofer. Writes as follows. If you recall, there's a discussion we've had to talk about it a long time ago, but the possibility of a kind of a hefsek tara by just thinking that nothing's coming out. So the Chasam Sofer says it's the very beginning of Sukkot Nei, Kotan Yoredeya Sim Kufay and Zayin Shuvas Chasam Sofer. He says hefsek tara vadein mo mashlo regisha kol ben hashmoshel sheniftach makoro. There are pasuach v'yomenu. Utsricha shetela shenista mekora. Zei emshaleida alei dei bedikas chara mustakin. Shoyin. The Chasam Sofer is saying, assuming, you know, the classic hargosha was always called psichas piyamokor. It was called in Shulchan Aruch. In Kuf Peches, the Kuf Tzadi, the beginning of those simonim. That happens only at the very beginning. At the very beginning. So, for sure, that it's enough to have the hargosha at the very beginning, assuming that that's considered to be a normal situation. So the question becomes, why all the Achronim, excuse me, the Rishonim, jumping on Rashi? Rashi seems to be Dama Poshet. We started with a kash against Rashi. There's no Agosh on day three with a Kesem. So yes, there's never Agosh on day three. Agosh is the beginning. So it could be, so some of the Achronim suggest, that if it's a regular, normal Riyah, than in the chinami. But the simple mashmos of the Gemara here, that's the base of it, base, a little here, you see a little there, not the normal, regular amount of dam. You get the impression that this, just a small amount, I mean a small amount, that would be that kind of situation. It's interesting, remember we had the Chazon Ish said, if the woman focuses, and you're very carefully, nothing's coming out, it's not going to work for a hefsek tara. Of course the question becomes, Why? It's normally she says hagosha at the beginning. That's the question. It's a serious question. Oh. Speaking about hagosha, it's a very important another pisrei tshuva. This is in Kuf Tzadi Sifkot Nalef. We haven't discussed this yet for some reason. Should have come up already. I don't think we ever got to it. Kuf Tzadi Sifkot Nalef. The Sidrei Tara quotes his Rebbe to Shav Yaakov, Isha Sharos Atipos Damim, Ayde Lecha Levana Meruba. This can easily happen. A lot of clear discharge and a little dot of red. Is that Mikri Shaloa Ayde Hargosha? The Talina and Hargosha Meruba Belecha Levana Meruba. And others disagree. It's a very important child. Very important child. Some poskim like it, some poskim don't like it. So some want to say that if it's Hagosha, what we call Ziva Stavolach, which some posts can deny completely, even those who accept it would not accept it in this case. Because the Ziva Stavolach, but 90%, 94, who knows, so what percent of the Stavolach is Lecha Levana? So we're not going to say it's considered to be in the category of a hargasha. There's some other kind of hargasha, perhaps it would be different. It would be different. Now again, if you look in the Sidrei Tara, Pesachim Shuvah says, "Who zal Sidrei Tara zal hisig al zeh?" Even though it's his Rebbe, but he disagreed anyways. Let's take a look and see in the Sidrei Tara sif katan aleph. Okay, he saw the Pesachim Shuvah makes reference to it. Doesn't say what exactly he said. We've been here, but this particular prat, I'm not sure if we saw. Simen Kuf Tzadi, Sif Katan Aleph. Oh. Interesting. This we saw once before. Ubetshuvas, I would say it's in paragraph number 2 in Sivrei Tara, Simen Kuf Tzadi. Shuvas Adoni Mori v'Rabbi Agoyim v'Shav Yaakov Hochiach Dal Korcha Mashen Egisha Sezavim Enel Lo Mikre Agosh at all. Think about the details. Alecha Levona. It's not called Agosh at all. Zivas Tavolah. How does he know? Kevin Shlo Gisha Yishotzim En Amokah. No Psichas Pi Amokah. Dis Hakadai Tachtar Agosh at Zobah. Should be Ziva probably. Mikre Agosh Eich Motzona Yodeinu V'Raglenu V'Sugyo Dafnun Zayin Toshmas Rachel Hechidami. I the Agasha, the Olam the Agasha, says the Sidrei Tara. From the Shivyak. Viyam is Agasha Zova. Shizovi Menadavalach. Mikri Agasha. Maikam I the Agasha. Hello, Akorcha Agasha Shizovi Mena. Tlomerak Lime Zovi Mena. What's going on over here? So it must be that Zivas Avalach is nothing in Ipsi Raspi Amor. That's what it says. And then he says that somebody, the Bar Shashach of Shmuel Shatan Kohen, he writes back, he doesn't understand what he wants, he doesn't understand what this Mara Shashach said, Lo Yadana Maika Omar, doesn't like it. He wants to say, Elashev Shalom, I did that same paragraph below Yodati. The Shani Hocha, Kevin Shaboy Meraglayim, the Talina Nagosha Zivas Davalach, the Meraglayim, Lobadam Nida, Ubishamachlo Mikri Agosha. Abba Bialme Shlomar, but there is no Meraglayim, is that Mikri Nami Agosha, Masha Magesh Asma Zivas Davalach, Begufa. Then he goes back and forth. So, this is the question: whether you have a combination of things, you attribute it to one or attribute it to the other. This is a tumul over here in the Sidrei Tara, Sifkot and Aleph, and he quotes his Rebbe the Shav Yaakov. Doesn't seem to agree completely. Maybe that's a machlokes what to do halacha lemaisa. That's interesting. It's interesting. Gemara and the Zainab Advaiz that we spoke about. So one can argue, it depends what the Hargosha is. As we said before, if the Hargosha Zivas Tavalach will say that we attribute it to the Meraglayim, remember when the Rambam quoted this Gemara, he said, Nizdaz Agufa. It's an additional Hargosha. So maybe it's possible that Zivas Tavalach would count. In this case, it would not count because of the Meraglayim. That's what Ram had to say, Nizdaz Agufa. That could be. So this is a question which is sort of an open question, whether the Shev Yaakov is correct. We attribute the assuming that Zivas Avalach is a problem, we attribute it to the Lecha Levana or not. Minasvar, I would say we should attribute it to the Lecha Levana. And there's no, right? And as we saw before, here's only Nizdaz Agufa. That's what I would have said on my own. Again, assuming that Zivas Avalach is considered to be Hargosha, which is itself quite controversial. So this is our initial discussion based on Beis and Beis. We'll leave that probably tomorrow should be regular time, Mitzvah Hashem. We'll try to discuss the issues of the Rishonim, all the Ramban, Rashbor, Ritva, Ran, all on that daf have what to say about this issue. But first, let's go to a Gemara on Nun Ches Amud Aleph. Nun Ches Amud Aleph, Rabbi Osai. The Gemara. Teep in Mao. What does that mean? Teep in Mao. A drop here, a drop there. Mao. What's the shayla? What are we talking about? What's the case? Teep in Mao. So the Rishonim that I asked you to see talk about what this means, and it's very important to understand it, to see what the halacha lemaisa is. Toisus kishura mao. So it says hainu teepin. Behold, amale kamon. Toisus is bothered by akasha. On the testament aleph it says teepin ein mitzdarfin. Hainu al habeged. V'hocha mari al psara. Yeshido yosel litlos bedam acholes al habeged me al psara. So Toisus is a psak. Teepin al mitzdarfin al psara. Clearly against the Rambam that holds that Al-Basara, there is no Shia. No, there's a Shia, both Bebegan and Al-Basara, Kigrisviot. But the difference would be that Al-Basara, Teepin, Mitzdarfim, and a Begat, Teepin, and not Mitzdarfim. That's what it says in the Tosis. That's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins going to rove. Well, we'll see soon. Some suggest, and that's the Rashba, both here and in the Torah Sabayis, They're not mitzdarfin. Aye, the Gemara's over here. They are mitzdarfin. No, let's see the Rashba. Look on the Rashba. See what he says. There could be cases where they are more than the size of a kegris, and at the same time, the way that they appear can change the psak. Take a look here. Teepin. Second. Oh. Igaman the Mefarish, the Hacha Betipin Shah Psara, Vasan Betipin Shah Chaluka, Rabbeinu Sefat, and Tosis. Linira, the Hacha Betipin Gedolim, Shesh Biachan Melke Gris Viot. So what's the shadow? If one Gris Viot is Tomei, how can five be Torah? That sounds counterintuitive. No? Hello, come you all, and then Surah Samo Chacha Saleh, and Shana Migufa, the Migufa. Lo havala lemotzon ki ay gavno. She shouldn't have found it that way. Really? Is that really true in Metzias? So this is also found in Torah Sabayis. It's exactly the same thing. And as you can well imagine, the Ra'a, I'm not going to accept it from him. Let's... go straight to the Bedek Abayah, so it'll be easier to find it that way. Oh, teepin. So what did he say? La Baruch Elias, the Mils Elias, the Mekomas Chalukin, Shemim Mokam Echad, Bolam Mokam Echad. This is totally wrong. The Kodavar Hanotev Davyadu Shena Miskave in the Mokam Echad, who Mispazer, who the Khan of the Khan. And what's the Nochon? They're always against the Rashba. The Yitzir of Miborlon, the Pashup Shah, Avga the Kaimon Tipin Emit Sarfin, Hosn Bibi Godel, Habib Sarah, Mamish. Yeah, ironically, it's the opposite. Usually, there are these wild sheetahs. And the Rashba's mainstream. Here's the other way around. There are the mainstream, same as the Tosfos says, we paskin, and the Rashba is this unusual shita. So we don't paskin like the Rashba, we paskin like the Ra'ah. Oh, unusual. Let's open the Shulchan Aruch over here. Simon. Huh? The Chava does? Let's take a look. Kuv Tzadi, maybe I made a mistake. Kuv Tzadi, Sivov. Against the Rambam. V'yesh omrim shla omro ele bekesam animtza achaluka v'bekesam animtza apsara b'vad b'mkoma shechoshim lehem ein lo shiyah. It's the Rambam shita. Okay, so the Rambam is a v'yesh omrim. How do we paskin? Stamina of v'yesh omrim. Says Rambam b'vad Yosef. We all know the rules. You follow the stam against the v'yesh omrim. So therefore, Maran Rabbi Avadia passed like Maran Bet Yosef's first opinion. Good. But watch Sifches, how things turn around a little bit. Im ein bekesem b'malkam echad kigrisvio, afal pi sheyesham tipin harbe, smuchan zelazem, ashem nitzarfem yeshram yosem kigris, tahora, shonatolin kol tipa v'tipa b'kina, ad shebo kigris v'o b'malkam echad. Okay, this sounds like the Rashba so far. Never mitzarif. V'yesh omrim, watch this now. Tahani milik shenimtzu achaluka, avam nimtzu abesar mitzarif in the chvitz vod. So I would have said again, it's the first day and a v'yesh omrim. We should pass it against the v'yesh omrim. So Rabbi says no. When do we say Maran Bet Yosef passes like the stam against the v'yesh omrim? When the stam is against the v'yesh omrim. Here the stam is stam. Doesn't take a stand on this matter. And therefore, the halacha like the V'yesh Omrim. Ad Kami Pi Rabbi Avadia, he's an expert in Klali Maran Bet Yosef. I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't argue with Rabbi Avadia about anything. But Kal V'chomer when it comes to these things, he seems to be the expert in these matters. That's what he says. All right. That's what he says. If you want to look it up, it's in Taras Habayis page Shin Ayin Ches. And his explanation is the Yesh Omrim here. The first sheet that didn't say anything. It was quiet. That's a chiddush. I wouldn't necessarily say that on my own, but that's what he says. Good. Good. What's the matter? I mean, that's impossible. That's what Beis Yosef says. That's cheating. Anyway, he's passing it based upon the Lashon of Rechava. What does he say in the Beis Yosef? He says, the Pharisee should pass it the other way? Really? Could be, it's true. What does it say?
The Rashba says, according to
who's speaking now?
Yeah,
but the question has how do you pass on the halacha?
The Rashba for sure this reason.
No, I know. I wasn't saying what the Rashba said.
Right, so
I was discussing No. Again, who am I to discuss Kloli HaMechaber? In Siv Ches, the V'yesh Omrim is not going against an explicit first opinion says Beferish Faket.
What?
Because it doesn't. It just doesn't say it. It leaves it open. Again, look it up, page Shin Ayin Ches, the Taras Habayis. Tomorrow I can come back to me and see if you agree with him or disagree with him. I know they're arguing. I didn't say they weren't arguing. I said the first daya is blank in Siv Ches. In Siv Vav, it's not blank. It's Beferish Faket. Again, you have an assignment. Look up Shin Ayin Ches. Okay. Bevad in the next page, it calls the Biurim of the Bari HaShulchan. The following case. There's a tipa pachas mikagris. And then you find another tipa, which is also pachas mikagris, but together they would make a gris. What happened if the second tipa came after you found the first tipa? So he says, v'shu'en mitzarfen. Why? We saw one tipa, we paskin mutter. Okay? That was at 10 o'clock. And then we look, and everything was clear. Then we look at 11 o'clock, lo and behold, another tipa. That tipa was certainly not there before, because you looked in that area. So he said, we already were mat to the first tipa. That tipa is history, it's gone. Don't forget about it. And that therefore, they would not be mitzurif. That's what he says. The following case, she sees a tipa, only one tipa, less than a gris. And she looks on her right side, I don't know what happened. And then, 11 o'clock, she notices the tipa on the left side. Was that there at 10 o'clock? I have no idea. She didn't notice it. What about that kind of a case? So the body of Shulchan is Mesupuk, Tzorachian, and slightly out of character, Rabbi Vajda says, Nochel Nahachmir. Usually he's a big maker that comes to he keeps saying it so many times, Ubik Tamim Shomim Lahakel. He keeps saying it 100 times, but all of a sudden he says here, Lashon of Nochon Lahachmir. But that reminds me, if these some of them are in different parts of her, give a look in the Chavos Das, in the Chidushim, Sif Katan Yud Aleph, in the Chidushim. Not the Biurim. The Chidushim is a very short thing, in the Chavos Das, the Chidushim. Kuf Sari Sif Katan Yud Aleph. Here we go. Vitzdafim, Vafilu Rechok and Harbei. If these two are far away from each other, they're still Mitzuruf. However, Rabbi Osai, Rabbi Vajja disagrees. The next page, Shin Pei. He wants to say no. And where does he get it from? Where do you think he gets it from? Maran HaMechaber. Why? Look at the Lashon Maran HaMechaber. Ches. Imein Bekesen B'mokam Mechal Kivis V'yod. Af al pi sheyesh sham tipin harbe smuchin ze lo ze. So he says the v'yesh omrim is going on the lashon of the mechaber smuchin ze lo ze, and he says that even the Rashba holds that way. Let's get the Rashba. We read the Benek Abayis. Whoa. What is this here? Funny things. Okay, I'm looking for Yud Ches Amid Beis. Anybody? Okay, Zion. Yud Zion. No? It's not. I didn't pass it yet? Should have passed it already. Oh, Yud Ches Amid Beis. Quotes the Lashon of the Rashba himself. This is an amazing Rashba. The Rashba himself wasn't, you know, he knew when he was going against other people. What did he say? Because he quotes Tosfos. What did he answer? Hacha betipin shal psar vasa betipin shal chalukah. Chedas harazal. I guess we derive it. Betas ha basena tzafata. Toysis. Veli nirei. Gives his pshat. Tohacha la betipin ktanem vali in tzirif kami barlei. Ela betipin gedolim ki gris vyod. Vachi kami barlei. Tzirosu mechachas alein. Shlomi gufa osu was lo. Vraisa lakama betipin ktanem vali in tzirif. Okay. That's what he says. I think it's different. Moria Rab, I assume he's the. I don't know what he means exactly. But look what he says at the end of the day. He gives his pshat. Umikom makom lerishonim shomim lahachmir valpsara afilu tipin tanim mitstarfin. See himself, the Rashba, even though he says disagree, but the last night he backed out. Like we saw the Ramban backed out a long time ago. By the way, in my Rashba it says Ein Mitzarf. I said, what? Can't be. Your Rashba, so I looked at it. It says Mitzarf. So I'm glad that Bar Ilan got it right. I was afraid he was going to get it wrong. So I was about to show you that it's a mistake. It was smarter. They went to the new edition. Okay? Unless I made a mistake. I think my old edition had the words Ein Mitzarf. I think it's a Torah Sofer. In any event, oh, fine. This is the assumption. The Lashon of the Rashba, this is in the Torah Sabayas HaOruch, but Torah Sabayas HaKotzer. Let's take a look. Zion. That's provides Madak from Lashon of the Kotzer. Nimsa Shir Kula Matsur Mamish Bimokam Echon. Elisha Nimsu Tipin Tipin, what's the next word? Smuchim Zelazer. But Vaji says, no, only Smuchim Zelazer. In Al Besara Kula Kagriso Tumeir, in the Kotzer, he backed out. The Kotzer, he backed out. Okay, so that's why I guess it's another one of the reasons why Vaji is saying what he's saying. Because if Rashba wasn't so sure that what he was saying is completely correct himself. Fine. Now is an interesting thing. Rabbi Osai is an Aruch HaShulcha. This happens in real life. This happens in real life. Yesh yishu mistapek b'kesem shenimtza al-mokom ha-kmotim shel chaluka b'yofen sha'ata k'sha'kmotim nikmitu nira ha-gris b'yachad aval k'sheyispashtu ha-kmotim yispardu zeh mizeh im mitzarfen l'k'gris b'chay gavna. Let's take a look. Pischei tshuva tzivkon tazayin. He says the same thing. Look in Bina Zodah tziv kuf yud gimel tzim tezvov. Kesem shenimtza al beis yad shel noshim amokam akmatim yavi ketipin tipin onomer shemitzarif. Because of the eino tofer poshut the eino mitzarif ki called kmat omer liyatzel. Even tzvurim mitzarachim yesh aver beinayim. This often happens. You have a garment and there's a fold, and if you pull the garment, there'll be white gaps between this little bit of red and that little bit of red. So what's it in? So Aruch HaShulchan says, L'dati nira, the vaday mitzdarev. Aruch HaShulchan, known as a mekel. No, vaday mitzdarev. Otu din zeh, hu halacha l'moshe misinai, tibin and dafka mufurodim. Harei tamarabi kibimilso, darminon, ilo haya megufa b'vaday ha'kulam b'yachad, lo shiach she'ipol adam mufurod. Elavade called tipo whom you might call as acheres. Uvekal if isha kmotim hema biyachad arminam lichsheyesh yosim ikagris nofal adam b'mokom zeh umuchu biyachad ekmotim lachein ein lahokil b'zeh. Sure. The biggest makel says no, so it's no. Yeah, but where did Chochmas Sodom get it from? Where did he get it from? This is under halacha minute, correct? He had a riot. Didn't stop say it. Is this in Binas Adam or is this in Binas Adam? Whoa. Let's try this. I'm not sure if it's right. Oh, it is right. You got exactly the shaila. Tshuva, off in the Rambam. Yeah. Rambam and Hilchos Tumas Tzaras. Whoever learned that Rambam? Perek Yud Gimel Lechazai. Sadan ha-mekumot, mafshitin es kmot avaroan es nigo. Tosefta. Nigo in Perek Yud Aleph, the Rash and the Rosh. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay? And here it says the chomar ain't a kohen. Okay, so what does he say over here? The same way as over there. Ain't mitzarif is avir. Ain't no tougher than the pushit. Ain't mitzarif. Same as the goyim. But he wants to know if it's tougher. What's it then? So the Chashulman is saying, what do you bring me rice from Hilchos Nagoyim for? Tilmos Tumas Taras. That's Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. There is a Kosovs. We're discussing it practice. Where's it coming from? If right now when the woman was wearing this garment, things were one surface, as they often are, don't start pulling it apart. Doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. So what's Takam Shah and Chokhmah Sodom? Laniyaz Daiti, the only way to possibly defend the Chokhmah Sodom is to go back to what we spoke about earlier. Is the Shia Kagris a Tliya? In which case, the Archa Shulchan is certainly right. Or is it a kind of a Shia Kavua? It started with Tliyas, became a Shia Kavua. Became a Shia Kavua. I'm not saying the Chokhmah Sodom is necessarily correct. We can begin to understand why he may be correct. The Rav Tumas Taras, correct the Archa Shulchan, it's Halacha Moshe Mesinai? The answer is no, it's not Halacha Moshe Mesinai. It's Halacha B'Divrei Chazal. But that has to be the Shia of Kagris V'od, and it should be measured the same way as Tarasis. Maybe. I'm not saying for sure. Maybe. On both sides, since we're in Pesach Chuvis, the end of Sivkot L'chof Aleph, an unbelievable Chumrah. The last line, it's quoting from the Chasam Sofer. He's discussing a whole issue of Sivonim, things of this nature. Zeh davka bebeget shalach haluk. Avo beget ha-samach lebosu kechaluk uksones. Lo shamanu. He wants to be machmir. Any undergarment. All the coolest don't apply. Halacha l'maaseh rabbosai. We do not accept this chum of the chasam sofer. We apply the coolest to undergarments as well, even though it's samuch lipsara. Fine. You may recall the very last taz. In Kupsadi, he quoted Tshuva Saramo. Kothar Rabbi Tshuva, what happened? It was the Mara Lovon. Uberosh HaKesem Echad Ben Aksam HaMahim Ve'inimtza Amara HaOdem HaNal Sama BaKesem HaLovon Ken Mustav HaLacham Espashet BeBeget. So the question is, what's the din? He says, we have to be Tmeya. Okay, so the Maramoz Machmir. That means you get the impression that the red was less than the seer of Kagris, but again, it's only a Tliya. And since here there's a lot of stuff, white stuff came out, so we have to be Machmir. We have to be Machmir. If you look over here, the Gilyan Marsha, he says, Das Tshuvas Milt Stokos Menchof Lahatir. Right. Lahatir. So we had said Pshat the way that all the Achronolim Pshat Milt Stokos, as I just said a minute ago. Kachazah, Shir, boom. But he correctly quotes it. That's not really what he says. Sheshnom Adam HaKolos Yemurubo Bodolach Vateva Decho Lechelek HaOdem Letzodim De Bekesem Talina Gam Behayos HaRochok Not the way we said with the Lamda Shavar, but rather you have a clear, even a clear Rechoka. Okay? We spoke about this before. The Mil Tzadok refers to a Kesem on white, blue, and white. What's called a Beged Menuma. So the Mil Tzadok says what's on the blue is not Metzurif, but the two on the white are Metzurif, even though there is blue in between. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Akiva Eger in Siman Kuf Tzadi Sif Yud, as we saw once before, I just want to tell you a Chiddush coming up. A Chiddush. Take a look at Rabbi Akiva Eger Sif Yud. Al Begat Tzivu Torah. Vimahu Benuma Tzeva Al Alama. Vakesem Al Tzeva Vayotzi Al Tzosev Al Alama. In Bamesh Yesh Al Alama Yesh Bokeh Gwis Vyo Rat Tzeva Mitzar From the Kesem Eva. Avla Main Bokeshir Rak Mitzarfus Masha Al Tzeva Torah, Shuvas, Miltstok, Simon Samar Bates. Vichain, Imros, a Kesem Lovan, Uvishnek, Tosav Mari Adam, Halovan Mitzar from the Adam, Shir Kesem Echad, and Yeshvadim Yachad Shir Kesem Tumeya, but otherwise not. Otherwise not. Okay. Fine. So, It's interesting. Is there a heter of, we mentioned this a while ago, Is there a heter when we know for sure it's blood? So we kept saying yes, 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 yes. But in these tape, Toch Hazi quotes from the Be'er Moshe, the Debrutzina Rav, says no. What's his raya? Botka karka olam. Why is no heter of tzavua? So I think I told you that only if it's painted, this is natural. He doesn't like that. Because the reason is because you can tell it's not. Others say, yeah, it's karka lavona. What does it mean? I guess in the desert, no? The sand is white?
The Caribbean.
Go to the beach. I've been to the beach in a long time. Is it white?
No.
Not so white?
Only if you go to the Caribbean.
So Caribbean. Oh, how come I'm asking in the Caribbean? What about the beach that Eretz Yisrael? Also not. Sorry. Well, he said, okay, they painted it white. They painted the floor white. Karka, which is painted white. You know, painting white for some reason or other, I don't know why. It was a tennis court or something, painted white, I don't know. Whatever reason, there's a dochak answer, that's a kitzer. After the answer we gave before is better. But what's interesting, the
Rebbe,
yeah.
Rebbe's reasoning that you still won't be able to tell that the dam is red if it's on a, so Rebbe's reasoning that it's a natural color, why does that matter?
Good question, it's an excellent question. Logically you're right. Logically, you're 100% right. I can't argue with you. But this, who did I quote it from? That has to be painted. Whoever I quote it from said, otherwise it's impossible. The woman's skin is not white.
You could say that naturally light colors. Something that's dark brown naturally.
So maybe you can't tell.
Okay, but
if you can't tell, I'm masking.
So then you need to make a kimto that not that the ground is white, but that it's light colored.
Yeah.
Okay.
Light colored.
Still a kimto.
Look. If there's enough red on even not so light, you can, it's black. You're right, but they talk about someone whose skin color is very dark. You can still tell red. Even skin color is very dark. Oh. Remember we spoke about the issue of we thought as a double portion that if there's white and then there's white, white, blue, and white. So the blue is mitzaref. It's interesting. When this Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe quoted all these in it, he left this out. So his grandson, the Tzemach Tzedek, says, if my grandfather left it out, he disagrees. Can you imagine that kula? You have a garment, which is, you know, a pattern, is white, blue, and white. So we assume, halacha lemaisa, that we're not gonna follow the machmirim, that even on the blue counts, which seems to be the shittit of Ramon and Taz. No, Gir Mashas, we don't follow that. That kind of a plea of a chok or whatever else you want to say. Or the low plug, the kula, which either way you want to slice it. But we seem to at least hold that the blue is mitzaref then. So the Tzemach Tzedek says my grandfather left that out because he disagrees. So it wouldn't be mitzaref then. So you have a garment which has white, blue, and white. There's a little bit on the white, a little bit on the white, and the blue. And the white plus the white is a geris for old. Says that Tzemach Tzedek mutter, because the Zeta didn't quote. You have to have a good grandson one day. Whatever you don't say, he'll say it. He didn't say it, so it's not true. I mean, here it's obviously much better. The rabbi quoted all the dinim, and this he left out. But the bottom line is that almost all posts can disagree with that. Fine. So we now come to a remarkable chumrah. I think we saw it once before, but I want to show you some discussion of it, which I thought was fascinating. That's the Sidrei Tara. This is the Sidrei Tara towards the very end of Simon Kuf Tzadi Sifkot and Tzadi Gimel. We tried to find it a few times. We'll be able to find it now. We'll love you. Just go to the very end. Mizei Yotalanu. Let's get 1, 2, 3, 4. The fourth from the last paragraph in Simon Kuf Tzadi Sifkot and Tzadi Gimel. Look for Tzadi Dal and go back. Why? Because what the Ran said, The Ran said, "Ikar gzei hoyel the tamei yishu b'shem dosa davashin nimtzal leva kasam utamei b'shem vokam akam utamei b'shem hachi timu gam lo yisha di lav ha lo chayma ha kenei shloma adu adin b'dinat kevin the klitacht on tamei b'shem masam b'shem hachi gazuk nami alo yisha." Wow, I totally disagrees. Hishu b'dosayim, yeah, and the mukhrach. Maybe Tosfos would agree with the Ran. We don't know. Fine. Says Machmir. No, this could be very relevant if you put a pad on an undergarment. The pad is not Mekabel Tumah. The undergarment is Mekabel Tumah. So according to the Sidrei Tara, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. We are in major trouble. But that's, one situation. The Achronim will say, although I don't see it here in the Sidrei Tara proper, that if that would be the case, if a woman does a bedika, a kinuach, with a toilet tissue, and we want to be making because of Eina Mekabel Tumah, no! She has it in her hand. And the person's Mekabel Tumah. The same way as a pad on a garment is a problem, so perhaps we should say even Kavach Homer, that a tissue in a woman's hand is a problem. And the reason why it's a Kavach Homer, because I'm not an expert at all in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, but the Achronim ask a kasha from a Rambam. Rambam, that's a weird one. Let's look at Rambam and Hilchos Tumah's mace. I'm an expert in these dinim. Tumas Masa, all that stuff, right? Ein mistame b'masa el ha'odim b'vad lo akelim. What? How can the Sidrei Tara say what he said? It's against the Mefurash Rambam. Mechas chinuch yeses kash. Kuf samach alf. Bombshell kash. Bombshell kash. Wow. Well, even the Sidrei Tara himself says as follows. He says, "Ain't a mukhrach. Hagam sheyesh loma the dafka dam nidam mamish betamim b'masam. Mash ain't kein mash nimtza b'mokar. Afal gavshu avatuma min haTorah." What's going on? Only dam nida mamish, but not what's found in the mokar. The kolga meloshin the Ramban v'aran the chidushem davzak dav memalaf mebeis mash for the svilu shukadam nida mamish. Whatever comes mokar mekomo tomei, it's like dam nida mamish, even though the woman herself is tar. That's what the Sidrei Tara is pilpling about. It's pilpling about. Interesting. Rabosai, I found in the Sefer Mishmeres Satara, he quotes a Rashba on the Zayin Amid Beis. As the Rashba is Mefurish against the Sidrei Tara. Rashba is discussing the whole issue over here. Find it. Gotta help me find this, the word I'm looking for. When the Rashba discusses a davar she'ein mekabel tumah, anywhere? Torah Medaraisa, V'kevin shekein, Afri Devrayim Torah, Shlotim Uksama Adam Tzom, Adam Hashem Mekam Otuma, V'efshar, Meshlo Gozru El Alam Motzi, V'adam Hashem Mekam Otuma, Eino Motzi Shateshev Olav, O Shateshtamash Bo, B'yeshiva, Ulevisha, V'chayot Tzibahen, Shadak Eilu Shadak Shal Tzom Limotze. Says the Mishmeret Satara, Levisha? She's wearing the garment? According to the Sidre Tara, it's a massa problem. So something to talk about. It's an often a Rashba against. Now, here's the idea, this proof, this doesn't prove anything. You know why? Because the whole Sidre Tara is lumped, this is according to the Ran. The Ran explains, why are we machmer only by the Makabal Tumma wine? Because it started with the garment. But the Rashba disagrees in the same line. The Rashba has a totally different reason why we make a distinction between Mekabal Tumma and Mekabal Tumma, namely, the Mekabal Tumma is Matzui, and the Mekabal Tumma is Eina Matzui. Tavash Lo Shil, it goes to the Rabbana. So the Sidre Tara will concede that according to the Rashba, you with me so far? So that's why I thought it's not right. But then I saw something even more amazing. Listen to this one. As I can't show you, I have to read it to you. This is in the pre-Deya. It's in his Psicha, Shar Dalet. He found the Sidre Tara. He says, Din Chodesh Ma'od. So he quotes it. Stimas Aposkin Lamashmachi. Kolki Agamel Havishaski Aposkin. It's the Raya Brule Hefech. What's Raya Brule Hefech? From Toysus. Mashtisa. Oh, what's a Mashtisa? Who wants to give me an English translation of Mashtisa? Anybody know what Mashtisa is? What do the art scrolls say? What? So what is it? A loom?
It's either a loom or a warp.
Or a what?
It's the warp threads.
Warp threads. Very good.
No, there's another pshat.
Huh?
The other pshat is the shovel.
Part that
you throw through
the
loom. Various parts of the loom.
Unfortunately, I've never... See, you know... We learn Masechta Shabbos. Like a guy comes from England and gives you the whole thing about the loom. We don't know. We don't have these things in our world. So I can't give you. That's what he says. Toisus gabe mashtisa lefi perushim. Rotsa mechuti ashesi. Tolo mekabel tuma v'tirzu. The mekabel tumas the goyim. Right? Toisus says that correct. To hudocha godol. As Sidre Tara himself says. Why they answer the pshitas? The Hosam Hoyu Prushim Umesuchim, the Mesechas Orgim, Imkene, the Chutim Eina Makabal Tumma, Mikomakom, Hamunachim Al Kleorega Makabal Tumma. Again, so far, I would say the same terrace as before. That's Tosis. Tosis is not like the Ran. Tumas the Goyim. What? Yeah, but Tumas the Goyim? Why should Tumas the Goyim work? Why should the Kabbalah's Tumas the Goyim work?
I think that's the whole point of Tosis.
Let's take a look. Where's Tosis? Let's see. Tama the Rav Nechemia came with the Davish Hakesan Baltor, Gamala Isha Logozu Tuma, Ahi Mashtisa the Besamuch, Ne Lo Makabla Tuma, Mikom Makabla Tuma's Nagoyim. It's like a low plug, you're saying. Fundamentally, the Ran is right. Fundamentally, the Ran is right. Aye, by Tuma's Nagoyim makes no sense. Low plug already. Okay. Then the Rai, I guess, is a good Rai. Then he says, he quotes the Razor, the Rashba, and the Ran. Umes Shesigo Aleim. Umefarshi with the Nimtza Adam, Al Gufa Kli Oreg, Shemekabo Tumma. Flo Chute Hashesi. Masha the Nimtza Chute Hashesi. Hagam Shepushim ala Kli Oreg, Mekabo Tumma, Mikomakom, Lek Mizeres Ksama. And it's the Ran speaking. And look at Shulchan Aruch, Mei Rasha Simekuv Tzadi, Sivkot Chavbeis, Vitira Gamkein, Kemo Shekosafti. Gentlemen, what did Rasha say in Siman Kuf Tzadi, Sivkot and Chav Beis? He says we should look. You didn't have the Rav yet today? Guess not. Why not? The Rebbe has to get in. Let's see. I'm not sure what's there. says. Domash and Makabal Tumas Mace, the Sheretz, the Kayosib, and Makabal Tumas the Goyim, Chute, Shesi, or Arab, Shalzemel, Pishan, Akuchim, Bekerach, or Pushim, Mesuchim, and Sevens, Organ, Pinishesh, and Rochav, Kigris, Alkopodim, Shushir, and Negab, Makabal Tumas Ksamil, Tosa Rush, Razov, Rashba, Ran Kholkam, as there. I guess that's what it means. That presentation sounds that way. Fine. Okay. The Ran says, "Hatam shiyoyim utarim aisha may utarim abeged gam kene shloma." The dafka begufa dava shenim salava kesem arminim loba darvuna chalav. Okay, v'da. This is unbelievable line, which all the other Rachonim don't even quote. They're assuming, look, the Sidrei Torah might be wrong because they're often a Rambam and Hilchos Tumas Meis against it. But the woman, she's holding on to it. She is mekabel tuma, right? So let's say it over there. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Feivel Cohen Shlita and his Biura disproves the Sidrei Torah from exactly that case. Because out the Rebbe said elsewhere that, you know, we have to be choshish shwat. We spoke about this a few days ago. We have to be choshish for bedika is our gosh of the raisa. Otherwise, why is he a surah? What's the problem? It's ena mekabel tuma. But according to the Sidrei Torah, what do you mean? But she's mekabel tuma. That's how he disproves it. No, look what the predayer says. V'da. Why does Sidrei Torah give this funny example against enough on the Rambam? Just give this example. No. Da'afil if you ask Sidrei Torah. Ima isha kincha v'davar shenu mekabel tuma v'ofan d'lek of v'rachzeres k'samim lo shayach lomar t'mikomakom t'tamim mishim sha'ed b'yoda v'ishu davar mekabel tuma. Why not? All the poskim said that way according to the Sidrei Torah. Look what he says. It's just two lines. The ha'isha nitmeis belavochi b'tzias adam machmas tumas mago v'imkei manaf kamina b'mashi hinos o gam kein. No. It makes no difference that she's mitumas. She's already mitame before she's tumas masa. Because moka makoma tome and the blood touches her. So even if the blood is not enough to make her asua labaila, because no hagosha, whatever, no shia, whatever it may be, but she's tumea anyway. So the fact that she's a ain't tuma chalal tuma, we got tumas masa over, she's already tumea. So umikol shekein im ira hadavu v'made tumasa. That's why she's tumea. She's trying to get clean. So, she's mamish tumea. I didn't see this in any of the other posts. That makes sense to me. Other posts didn't pick up on this. I'm just mentioning it to you. A little bit. Fine. Good. Okay. Let's discuss halacha lemaisa, the toilet tissue. Okay. Yeah.
Wouldn't the pre-dead say that if you have somebody's mekabel tuma but it's already tame, then you wouldn't have, it wouldn't matter?
Yeah, okay. You all are undergarments of tame already.
Right. So what? That means nothing should be done.
If you're saying, every time a moon is done, How's the tummy already? How you know for sure?
First of all,
tummy mix.
But besides that,
she wore it to a funeral.
Everyone's been to a funeral sometime. Everyone has something that's chayav
right.
She wore
when she was a nida. She wore it last time. Right. That's a good question.
So, we don't go by this situation. We go by is the cleaning couple
though. Wow. Uh-huh. So
that's whether she's already
tummy. You're saying the pre-dad can't be right. That's a good point. I don't know, but he said it. Look it up and tell me if you have a way out. Okay, you're right. That's an excellent point. Don't know. Let's discuss this idea of the tissues. Okay. And the pads. So the pads are not mekabel tuma. That's what we assume. Right, take a look again in the. We saw the pesach. This we saw once before. Just a quick. I'm gonna have another few minutes. Let's quickly look in the pesach tshuvas of Kod Yudches, just for a second. So Kod Yudches. Where am I? Oh, here it is. I don't know how our pads are made, honestly. I mean, what the paper's made of today. You look it up on the internet. Sukkot Yud Ches quotes a lot about this paper stuff. The Navi said, our papers in the Kabbalah, Tumma, Maksamim, Levodim, the Rambam writes, Zichus Kalim, he is not Maksamim, Tumma, Panachadoshas. He said, no! Near Shalon and Asani Bluya is Chavos of Measavim Ksushim, Shu Masa Levodim, Vada Maksamim, Tumma. He brings Rias, the old Near. They still make it in Hodu. Hodu? India? Me'ale ilanos v'yirokos o'aklipas etzim she'echliku v'eskinos o'makabal adyo na'makabal tumma. That's what the Rambam is talking about. Okay. Sidrei Tara. Nimsa niyash lo adeh b'diga v'kinuach. Yeah. Tosiyon, that writes in Kalim. There's no tumma v'niyah. Ah, he's niyah b'zman ha'shas. Me'asovim. Now it's made from Big Day Pishta. Ein chilek. Panu chadoshes. Writes the Sadri Sidrei Tara. Chok Masadu says the same thing. If they saw the note of Yehuda, lo kosvu came, they would have agreed. But the Chasam Sofer says, our near Eina Makabal Tumma lo ksamim. Kevin she nichtu shuhode keitev, v'nimstu b'mayim v'nefkul ponam acheres, pochad in tzema pishnu minayim. And he says, miyuchad, finished. Hochel lahokel. So that's what most poskim hold. Our papers not makabel tumma, but there are those who disagree. No, the Yehuda is not a small person. So comes along Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe is the follower. No, our tissues, there's nothing to talk about. You may have seen this before. Let's see it again. He thinks the Nodavid is right. How do you like that? Nodavid is right. Kabbal Tumma. Ah, but not today. Aber benia shalanu shudak. Velo shayach lekapsan shiro lishtamish buhu a second time. Kumo shim luchu b'ksam evare eno rol niftal ze anir. Huka karua u mushchos mishum tashmish legamri. Shavada eno shum mekabbal Tumma. The Sidrei Tara wants to argue not a Yehuda. Can't do that. But our tissue was different. The Torah tissue, which is very, very flimsy and will disappear in a second. There's only one problem, and we'll discuss this tomorrow Shia. Revel Yashiv. That's the problem. Rav Yashiv suggests that it's true. He took a pad, the pad's on the floor, and it's not a Kabbal Tumma. Rav Yashiv claims that if the pad is attached, stuck on with usually with some kind of adhesive to the garment, it assumes the status of the garment. So that the garment's a Kabbal Tumma, so too the pad's a Kabbal Tumma. And I'll try to bring it tomorrow by Karp in his Mishmeret Atari. He said, I argued with him, and I argued with him, and I argued with him, and I didn't get anywhere. So, Butler died. But all the other posts disagree. So we'll have to see tomorrow, the Neder, this discussion, tomorrow, Shia, regular time. Okay.
It could be different. Even according to her motive.